From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. There are plenty of operas that can boast a single tune that's become more famous than the opera itself. You know, the sort of tune that almost everyone recognizes as something from an opera, even if they have no idea which opera exactly. Then there are tunes like this one that fall into an even more exclusive category. The flower duet from Delibes' Lakmé is a number that has pulled off a complete escape from its operatic home. People hear it in elevators, in movies, and on TV commercials, often without knowing that it's from an opera at all. The melody has earned a life of its own. There are other examples of musical numbers that have managed operatic escapes, some of them rather different from that misty duet by Delibes. If you're like most people, your first encounter with this tune might have been the sublimely ridiculous Hippo Ballet in Disney's Fantasia, or in Alan Sherman's delightfully ridiculous pop song, Hello Mudda, Hello Fada. That's how completely the melody has broken free of its origins in Ponchielli's opera La Gioconda. And as it happens, there's an opera that can boast more than one melodic escapee. This gentle tune has been used in so many different pastoral scenes that it's almost a cliché, and the melody has become so independent, it's easy to forget that it was born right next to this passage. That's right, this Rossini overture has two melodies that have lives of their own, the little pastoral theme and this music, which galloped into radio and TV history as the theme to The Lone Ranger. Even those who know that the real name of the piece is the William Tell Overture sometimes forget that there actually is an entire opera called William Tell. But with this edition of World of Opera, we remember that the famous overture is merely the curtain raiser to Rossini's great final opera, premiered in Paris as Guillaume Tell on August 3, 1829. It comes to us from the Parco della Musica in Rome.